We're here on KSOM, and we're talking with Sean Burks, athletic director at Audubon Schools. And Sean, it's finally over, a long process here, but you received an invitation to the Rolling Valley Conference. You've accepted that, so you're on your way out of the WIC, the Western Iowa Conference, and heading to the RVC. I mean, how do you feel about the whole thing?
Yeah, it was a good process to go through. You know, at the end of the day, I think we found a place that will suit us better going forward. You know, the Western Iowa Conference suited us really well in the past, but just the shifting enrollment and demographics across the board, you see it happen to other conferences as well. And we kind of thought this may come at some point in time. And we received an invitation this spring. And as we explored it with our board and our administration, surveyed coaches, talked to community members, it felt like it was the right decision to go with. And we did our due diligence, took our time, made sure it was there was no major things we were missing, and then you know, the board approved it at the June meeting.
Yeah, and so you it's effective the 2027-28 school year. So why the delay?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing on the delay is you know, just time to get everything so that it's done well. You know, it's not when you're shifting conferences. You know, we're also the Rolling Valley Conference has kind of made it seem like they're open to some new ideas, depending on who all accepts the invites, and see what that looks like. So if you're going to figure out, comparing things in the WIC versus the RVC, you know, one school does a week long volleyball tournament, one does a Saturday tournament. Both have done basketball tournaments in the past. The WIC has done a wrestling tournament for boys and girls separately. Now next year it's going to be together. Just all those different levels of, you know, especially the tournaments and the championships and some of those ideas. And as they approached some of us, they had some ideas of some things that, some experiences we had in the WIC that the RVC might be able to piggyback on. So, and then just kind of looking at all the schedules, you know, and as an AD, we're always living a year or two out in the future. We just felt like 26-27 was going to be too tight of a turnaround. And then also it protects the WIC a little bit as well. When they're going to bring their new ones in, hopefully they can make it the 27-28 and basically just plug whoever is in on top of that. So we wanted to go as seamlessly as possible for all parties. At the end of the day, hopefully everyone has enough time to make sure that it's done right. You don't want to have a one-year schedule followed by another one-year schedule followed by another one-year schedule when you're trying to work ahead and have corresponding dates and everything else that goes with that, and then championships and everything else. It also ties in with kind of the timing of some of our co-ops. When you look at some of our co-ops with Xyria HK, just based on some of our enrollment and some of our kids and some of our groups, we felt like, if we're going to try some things, we wanted enough time to figure out, are those programs going to be long-term co-ops, or some of these programs going to split back and go on our own? And we felt like that timing was best for that. So both conference wise and for our own school district, we felt like that timing was right.
Yeah. Well, you answered my next question about the co-ops. So, but there's a lot of similarities, I think, between the WIC and the Rolling Valley. I mean, for instance, I was at the school board meeting in May, and I think you brought up like the art show. But they just do it differently, right? I mean, it's I don't think there's going to be noticing too many differences here for Audubon fans.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of it. I think whenever everyone's scared of change sometimes, right? But at the same time, you come to find out that there's a lot more similarities than maybe people realize. And I know it feels like we're moving to a quote smaller conference, which we are. But at the same time, it's not like you're going from, the NCAA to Division I to Division II or III or something like that. You know, these conferences are relatively similar. They're schools that we play in other sports. They're schools that we primarily make up our non-conference in other sports as well. You know, you look at, baseball next week, we're playing CAM. The following week, we're playing Xyria HK. You know, softball, we're playing Woodbine next Monday. Go down the list. It's who our football schedule has been since we dropped to 8-man for the most part. So it's schools that we're familiar with. And the conferences work together really well. The schools work together really well. There might be some slight differences, but I think that's part of the beauty of it is sometimes, we've always done it this way because we've always done it this way. It's always the best answer just because we do it. And now getting to go into that new conference and hopefully have some meetings here in the next 2 years as we plan the change, you know, there's going to be some things that I can say, well, in the Western Iowa Conference, we did this. Do you guys like that? Or if they say, no, that's dumb. The RBC does it this way. This is better. I can say, oh, yeah, definitely. So I think there's some, you know, some perspective changes we can bring, some ideas we can bring. Just more experience is good to help make sound decisions. And the RBC, when they brought us in for some informational meetings this spring, it was very open to, you know, they're open to some new ideas. This is the first time they've gone through this. So one of those things such as, you know, maybe a conference basketball tournament, or maybe now that, you know, if they get any more wrestling schools, they might have enough to have a wrestling tournament, or, you know, we have a track. So now we can be someone that also hosts their track meet, because some of their schools don't have track meets. But at the end of the day, when we looked at it, I think, you know, so when you think about success, you know, and I know that the Western Iowa Conference, you know, really prepared our kids for postseason play, and it was tough competition night in and night out. There's a lot of positives of that. But when we looked at the RBC, if you take out volleyball for the Western Iowa Conference, which is an absolute powerhouse conference, you know, prior to that, like I think of the last 10 years, I think the RBC and the WIC had the same number of state tournament appearances when you look across the board at other sports. So it's not like we're just going to, you know, step in and feel like you're playing inferior competition. You go up and down the groups of teams and squads, and we play them in other sports. You know, Coon Rapids Bayard has a lot of really good athletes and big classes coming. Woodbine has big classes with tons of athletes. You know, Boyer Valley's building and on the rise. You go right on down the list. Cam's not going anywhere. You know, so Arweva always has pockets of kids that are really, really talented for a small enrollment school. It's not like we're going to step in and run the conference in every single sport. It's going to be one of those where our fans and our kids are going to realize that this is a really stout conference as well.
Well, and it's also, I would guess, enhanced some rivalries that you have with Coon Rapids Bayard and Cam. And now you're going to see them, you know, twice a year in basketball and other sports, right?
Yeah, I think that's something that I brought up. I don't remember who I was talking to a couple of years ago. I was, you know, us and Cam Manning are a little bit of rivals, but with them coming to the Western Iowa Conference relatively late, it didn't really ever feel like much of a rivalry. It was pretty friendly. But they were the only one within 40 miles of us. It felt like, you know, the Tri-Centers and Trainers and Underwoods, you know, had a little more, you know, true rivalries with each other. You know, and people would kind of try to manufacture some rivalries around here with us and Xyrie HK, or us and Cam, or us and, you know, Coon. But at the same time, when you don't play them every year in every sport, or even the majority of sports, it's hard to feel that way. So we really haven't really had a true rivalry that I would say is, you know, you might ask five different people in Audubon that play five different sports, you know, and say, who's your biggest rival? And you might get five different answers. So yeah, you can't fake those. You can't create those out of a whim. It's based on, you know, history and things like that. So it'll evolve. You'll figure out, you know, based on success and based on, you know, geography. But yeah, there's definitely more of, you know, likelihood of those things just based on proximity. You know, our trips will be a lot better. I'm excited for our junior high kids that have 4 o'clock and 4:15 contests to be able to stay in school longer. You know, it's one of those where now, instead of playing some schools in football, but only in football, and other schools only in the other sports, now, you know, we should be able to play the majority of these conference schools across the board in all sports, whether it's a district, a state, or a conference contest. Because in the past, we've seen these schools in football. We've seen them a lot of the times in postseason. You know, myself as a baseball coach, I went a decade, and I think I played Coon Rapids Bayard probably 10 times. And one of the teams we played the most in the postseason, and we're never in the same conference. So we see that as well. You know, we've played Boyer Valley and Woodbine and quite a bit in postseason play, in baseball recently. You know, kind of pick a sport and go down the list. Like, softball, we've run into Glidden and Coon and Xyrie HK a lot. So it's good to play those teams that you're going to play in the postseason, so you kind of know where you stack up. And it should make the state's job of seeding and making matchups a little bit better as well, because you look at two teams and that are both, you know, 12-12 at the end of the summer, that played in two different conferences, that played totally different competition. You know, how do you seed that? How do you match that up? Well, if they're in the same conference and they played twice, and one of them won both of those matchups, it should be a little bit easier to figure those things out as well.
Very good. Sean, really appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of your summer. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Sean Burks, athletic director at Audubon High School. Joining us here on KSOM.